Don't Hashem Senek on Shabbos, don't go and collect the man. And the Yotze, they went to collect the man on Shabbos. But if it's out to see Hashem Senek, don't leave over any for the next day. Finish it all today, you'll have more tomorrow. But you see, someone left it over. So two complaints we had against by the man. Shnayim Bishlov, two complaints when Hashem gave Bishlov the birds. Rishon, first of all, Shnayim Bishlov, Rishon, or Bishlov, so you go say, Bishlov Rishon, Bishlov Sheni. What do I mean to say? Bishlov Rishon, the first time when Hashem gave Bishlov, it says the shift to Chemathira Bosa, that you'll be sitting by the seal of Bosa. So Mashmah they have then, Rashi says, Kishishchol Amon Leirid, Ho Yishlov Yorad, then they first gave the man, who is also Shlov then. And then Bishlov Sheni, Yisavsov Hashem Kibroi, Yisavu Taiva, they had a big Taiva. So Mashmah was two times with the Shlov, they didn't ask the right way, they didn't ask the ear for the Shlov. Mashmah they complained both times with the Shlov. Like the bagel, Kedisa, we all know they did the Chet Egel. But Midbar Parin Kedisa, Midbar Parin also, Rashi says, Maisim Radha with the Chet Egel Meragnam. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishun Rabbi Yosei Ben Zimra. Maidich say, what does the Pesach say? Mayitem Lecho, Mayisim Lecho. What did I give you? What did I take from you? What do you gain? Lashon Lemiya. Like I speak in Lashon Lemiya, bad words, Lashon Hara, what do you gain? Is the Pesach continuing? Is Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu Lashon Hashem said to the tongue, like listen, Kol Eivorim Shalavdim Skufim, all Eivorim, all limbs of a person are standing up, your feet, everything is standing up. V'yata Muto, you the tongue, you're the only Eivor that's lying flat. Your feet is flat, that's not that flat, some bones are up also. But the tongue is lying flat. Kol Eivorim Shalavdim Achutz, all other limbs are outside, you can't protect it so well. The Yatim Mifnim, you the tongue, your insult, easy to watch it. From the Yoid and the Sheik, after the Chosh Nechon, I put two walls against the tongue, around the tongue. Achra Shalaitzim, you have your teeth. The Achra Shabbos, you have your lips. So therefore, you have plenty of watches, guards to watch you, watch what you say. Is Mayit Lechon, Mayit Lechon, Lashon, Mimim, like, what are you gain? Why can't you watch yourself, not to speak Lashon Hara? He actually says, Mayit Lechon, Mayit Lechon, or the Chosh Baruch Hu, Shmir Shlot Esap Lashon Hara, Hashem is adding on extra watches that you should not speak Lashon Hara. Omer Rav Yechon, Mishun Rav Yosi Ben Zimra, Kol HaMasap Lashon Hara, Ki Lukofa Biyukah, if you do speak Lashon Hara, Marish Bin Kofan Hashem, Shlom the Pesach says, Asher Omer Lushonenu, Nag Bistos Haseinu Ritanu, Miyadun Lenu, as if to say, who is the Adon, who is Hashem? Rashi says, the Kofan Biyukah. The Kofan against Hashem, Then Rav Yosi Ben Zimra, Kol HaMasap Lashon Hara Negoyim Bo'en Malach, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, he'll have leprosy. Shnei Mitzvah says, Melashoni B'Seisur Yayu, Oisi Atzmus, or Ksid, another person says, also Matzmusus. And what does that mean? Or Ksid, the Targum says, Matzmusus, Nechalutin. It means you become clear in Mitzvah. But tonight we learned, Ein Bo'en Mitzvah Muslim is if we lock you up, we're not for sure it's a Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Muchla will be passing it to Vade Mitzvah, and the Priya Prima, the way Yavadei Mitzvah, you have to rip your clothing and have to let your hair grow. So the kitzur of Lashon Hara comes the grain. Omer Resh Lakish, Ma'adich said, what does the prophet say? Zeis Tia Torah Samtzvah should be the lachas of the Mitzvah. Means Zeis Tia Torah Samtzvah should be this is the lachas, somebody that's a Maitzi Shema, somebody that says bad Lashon Hara, he gets Mitzvahs. V'yomer Resh Lakish, Ma'adich said, what does the prophet say? Em Yishach HaNoshach V'Lochash, like if the snake bites, without a lochash, without a charm, is the anisu in the Baal Lashon. Like, what does the Baal Lashon gain? Is Pshan, this pasuk is, Liyasud Levi, at the end will come a time that Miskamsas Kolachayis, all the animals come together, boy says, no, come to the snake, it's a lochash. For your mouth, they say like this, Ari Doris Vyach, listen, the lion, he's Doris, he tramples on people, kills them and eats them. So good, he kills and eats, he has enough from it. Zayv, the wolf's terror, rips you apart, he eats you. So good, he has enjoyment from it. But after you, the snake, rush in time of says, a snake just bites and kills the person, but doesn't eat him. It's so the atol, maha no yeshtacho, what enjoyment do you have just by biting people and killing them? Just to say, omalem, v'chi ma yisun l'bal l'oshin, like the snake comes back, the same thing like l'bal l'oshin hora. If people speak l'oshin hora, really you have no enjoyment from it. You don't gain anything from it. They just bite and kill people, and you have no enjoyment from it. V'yomer Rosh Lakish, kol ha-mesap loshnora, whoever speaks loshnora, is magdal avonis ha-beshramam, she-aver, it's called Luyot HaShemayim. Shem it says, she-su ba-shemayim piyam, u-lushonim tal-a-boret. The mamash type, in Shemayim goes up the averus. Omer Avchiz, omer Marukfa, kol ha-mesap loshnora, roi l'soik l'b'yevin. He's roi to be stoned to death. But stones, k'sivach, it says here, oisi atmis, u-ksivosam, Somtsu babor chayu v'yodi yevin bi. They threw a stone over me. Mashal yevin for atzmas tazan washenora serve to be stoned with stones. V'yom rev chizda. Omer marukva. Chol ha-mesap al-washenora az omer kodesh bochu. Whoever speaks lashenora Hashem says upon you, Ein ani v'yichol mudav yevam. Me and him, like Hashem and this person came live together. There's a reason why Hashem should want to kill you. Shneem it says, Meloshni v'seisri yayu, oisi atzmas. Yeah. God in Nayim Brachel Revov is Oysa La Yuchel. With him I can't. As I think we Oysa him, La Yuchel, Ela Itai La Yuchel. Means with him. Hashem says I can't live with him. If he can demand me, Lo Agassi Ruach. Someone is less commode, the less person goes on Gassi Ruach. Somebody acts too haughty, thinks too much of himself, Hashem says I can't be with that person. Omer Avchiz, Omer Marukva. Kol ha-mesap al-Lashonara, the speaks Lashonara, is Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Sar Shegehenim. Hashem told the Sar Shegehenim, Ani Olav Melmala, I am over this person at top, V'yat Olav Melmato, but you take care of him in the bottom, and Nidoyna, Nidoyneinu, I will put him into Gehenim. Shneur Kosek says, Chi Tzagi B'Shninim Im Gach Lei V'Samim. Is there in Chet al-Lashon, like the Chet, the arrow, means your tongue, Shnema Chait Shoch Lashon Mirma Dover, the Yengibo the Kodesh Baruch, Shnema Shem Gibo, Yotta Gach the Yusam Helen Gehenim, Skitza Hashem is saying like the people speak Lashonara, Hashem will put him into Gehenim. Omer Rab Choma Bar Chanina, Ma Tak Nosa Shem Asap the Lashonara, what's the Takon, how are we going to fix up some that spoke Lashonara? It depends. Im Tamachoch Mu Yachav, it is Tamachoch Mu Yosik and Torah, Shnema Ma Tu Lashonet Chaim, that what heals up your Lashon, that's Torah. V'yein Lashon el Lashonon, and Lashon means Lashonon, Shnema Chet Shach L'Shonim. V'yein Eitz, what does Eitz mean? El Torah, Shnema Eitz Chaim Yilam HaChazikim Bo. So Meila, if you spoke Lashonon, and you tell Mechokim, the Eitz is learn Torah, Torah be Merapa. Let's say V'yimam is an Amoritzu, Yashpo died, let him humble himself. Shnema says, the Salaf Bo Shever. Yeah, let him break his Ruach. Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Chanin Omar, Sipa no, once a person spoke Lashonara in a Takana, he can't fix himself up anymore. Shekhfar Kosu, or Dove Bruch Kodesh, the Gizamash Chayat Krisis already, Shnema says, Yichwa Shashem Kosil Sechalukas Lashim Adaderas, Kodolas, that once you spoke Lashonara, Mamash, you get cut off from Hashem, Rachamonis. El is so, my Takana, so what does it mean to say more before then, that you could fix yourself up, are you learning Pshat now, Mamash, you call us, you cut off already? It means to say, that Shema Yovel de Lashonara, they say, do things that will watch yourself, protect you, that you won't come to speak Lashonara. And that's what it means. But in Tamachochum, Yasek the Torah. The Imamoritzu, Yashba Dayat Hashnema, Vesal Bo Sheva. Ruach, like break your heart, make yourself a humble person, that will protect you from not to say Lashonara. The Kortis Man, the Yamataka, doesn't help you. But we know ourselves know that anything you do, always tshuva, but always help you. Torah de Vera Bishmael. Anybody that speaks Lashonara, Magdal Avonis, your Averus are greater, Kineged Sholosh Averus. Mamash, speak Lashonara is even worse than the three Chomdik Averus of Avodis Kechovim, the Gila Rosh Shvichas Domim. Mamash, terrible, speak Lashonara is worse than worshipping Avodis Zorah, Gila Rosh Shvichas Domim. Ksevach, it says, Aviva Lashonara, Loshim Adaberus Gidolus, Oksiv Avodis Kechovim, Onochot Omazeh Chotik Gidolus. V'gilaroyis k'siv, v'yecheser ra g'dol azeis. Shvigadon k'siv, god lavenim nisaya. G'dolais, yeye. And the rest it says here, medaberus g'dolais. Mashm here, that Lashonara is g'dolais, as great as those averus. For the Gemara g'dolais, ain't matata, maybe only two. Like, how do you know connected all three? Maybe you only connected two of them. So it says that svar haimanayim afkis. Which one should you take out? The svar Lashonara is more common than all three of them together. The Marova, I mean, they said, Loshon to Lisoi, koto tlisoi. Like Lashon tlisoi, what should you say? Lishnat tlisoi, as she says, ze Lashon halachim, shishlishes benot mechaverim legal tlisoi. With the person that's in between three people, so koto tlisoi, you kill three people also. Horig lemesaprei, you kill the one you're speaking about, ulemekablei, the one that you are telling it to, only only the one that's saying it, you kill all three of you. Well, Shneur kills three people. Only Rav Chaim bar Chanina, my disciple was a pasuk say, Moves v'chayim b'yad Lashon. So the question is, v'chiyesh yad l'lashon, is there a hand to a Lashon? Lemek, must teach us like this, lemelach, ma yad, just like your hand, menisa, you could kill somebody with your hand, is that Lashon menisa, your tongue also could kill somebody. You speak Lashna with your tongue, you kill somebody. In my yard, so maybe your hand, you can only kill somebody near you. Maybe you also have Lashna, and someone only somebody near you. That your Lashna can be like an animal who can shoot out far away. You talk bad about somebody even though it's far away from you. In my chait, maybe a chait, an arrow, can only shoot at 40, 50 yamas, that's all. Maybe you have Lashna also, adaboyim chemishimamo. Tamalayna shishu b'shemayim piyim. You could shoot your mouth upstairs shemayim. L'shonim talach l'doritz. Means your mouth could go from upstairs to downstairs all over the world. We talk good about anybody. T'chim yakov t'chsir shishu b'shemayim piyim. Ches b'shach l'shonim. So lomli, what do you have to say then? The tongue is like an arrow. It's even more stronger than an arrow. Or kamash mulon. The kota k'chets. I mean to say that your words of l'shonor kills just like an arrow kills. V'chem yachad ichsid chet shachar l'shoinam, then it says what, that your Lashon is like an arrow could kill, so mavis v'chaim b'yad Lashon, and we want in the Joshua that your life and death is in the Lashon of your tongue. L'kiru rova, d'yama rova, t'boi yichayim b'lishna, t'boi misa b'lishna, depends how you talk. If you want to live, learn Torah, and if you want to kill yourself, speak Lashon Hara. Hech yeh. So now when Shmamish is up to you to watch yourself in your shoinus, you have to watch yourself. Alright, we'll stop here. The next Gemara is talking about Taki Hilchos of Lashon Hara. We'll go into this later. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You're holding the bottom of Tezavah from the base. You're at the bottom of the Gemara about Lashon Hara. Gemara says, you're holding the four lines from the bottom. Nothing more says, Hei Chidom Alishna Bisha. What's considered Lashon Hara? And the Chur means even this much is also considered Lashon Hara. So Rav Amar Rava says, so I have the Gers Yudimel, some of the Gers Rav Amar, the Chagoyim Diyoma, and somebody says, Ike Nuru Bei Palmi. You know, there's a fire by that person's house, means his oven is always there. So Rashi says, Nuru Bei Palmi, Mashma wat the mash mashu, a person is very rich. The whole show motzi esh bebeis lebasha tashil. He's always cooking. So Amalei Abayi says, my kovid, like what did he do wrong? Why is this called Lashon Hara? Gila milsa biyamhu. It's only gila milsa, just telling over. Exactly what the person does. Rashi says, gila milsa biyamhu, you're only telling over. You're uncovering like, hayo v'yeinu mayrim b'lashon harai, not saying anything bad. Ela megalo liyesen shem avakshin or, the base planet, you just tell somebody wants to know where he can get fire from. So you tell him, well, this person's house, his oven is always burning, you'll get fire by him. So why is it called Lashon Hara? You're only saying something nice so far. Samora says, rather, Yelo Demapik Belishna Bisha, means you said it out, you spoke it out in a dead tongue. That's the way you said. You said Belishna Bishna. And a bad tongue, you said it. So what does that mean, Rashi Stimor says? Diyoma, Heicha Mishtakach Nura, Ela Beipalnya, Dika Bissu Vekarv, like where will you find fire only by that guy? That guy always has meat and fish. So kids, like you didn't say it in a nice way. So even though it's not really Lashon Hara, but since you didn't say it in a nice way, you only like meant to make fun of him, that's all succeeded, that's the Kiddush, that's all succeeded Lashon Hara. Like, since you didn't say it in a nice way, it's like, where else should there be fire only by that guy's house. I think he said in a bad Lashon, that's also considered Lashon Hara. Omar Rabba. Rabba says that Kol Milsa de Misamra Biape Mara, anything that you would say over in front of the person himself, less by Mishum Lishna Bishna, then it's not called Lashon Hara. And we'll soon see. Taiz explains this, I think, like this, the next to last Taiz over here. The Goyin, Kai Gatner Taiz says that the new Rebbe Palnia, the place where you say over the person has a fire in his house. So the Ikala Mishmad Layomra Mishum Lishna Bishna, it's possible you meant to say it in a nice way, and maybe you meant to say it in a bad way. Our Moime Dova Kanto Achavera Filo Layomra Vipono is a Mishum Lishna Bishna. So you're going to say, if you say over something, it really depends how you say it. So when you say it in front of the Yonah, for sure it did not mean something bad, it's not called Lashon Hara. But if you would really speak Lashon Hara, say something bad upon the person, so there's no heter to say it even in front of him, that would not be the heter. Here the heter, Rav is saying, Kol Milsa D'Misamra B'Yapeh Mara, anything you say over in front of the Mishnah, it means that there's two ways to interpret it. So since you say it over in front of him, we say for sure you mean it the right way, it's not called. It's not called Lashon Hara. Rashi says, Shamar Gol Oimra, that the Magen, the third person saying it over, would say it over in front of the person that he said it. And the Chumash, if you'd say it the same way, even in front of the Mister, that would also be okay. It also would not be Lashon Hara. Could be Mamish, though. It also could mean you have to say it in front of him. Yeah. Omalei, so he answered back to him. The other one said back, no. That's what Rabbi said. So Omalei, they said back to him. Omalei Abaye said back to him should be Koshchein Chutzpah. He didn't like to say that, no? That's a bigger Chutzpah. You say it in front of the owner himself, the Balabas himself, that's a bigger Chutzpah. That's not a Heter. The Lishna Bishna male is called Lashon Hara. Omalei, he said back to him, Ano Krab Yosi Svirlish. No, I hold like Rab Yosi. The what? The Yom Rab Yosi said that me Yom, like for my lifetime, Lo Yamarati Dovi V'Chazati Lachur, I never said anything and retracted. Rashi says, Lo V'Chazati Lachur, Rashi says, Liras Mi Yamad Achurei. If you never had to say anything and be careful, who's there to listen? Who's there watching me say it? Shafas Mei Badal and Yomer mean to say, even in front of the person I would say it also. Alma Lav Lishna Bishna Cheshivas, that's a heter, that's what Rabbi meant to say. He was like Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, like I never said anything, and had to check around to make sure that person's not around. Because since I wouldn't be afraid, or I'd say it even in front of him, meaning it's not Lashon Hara, that's alright, it's not called Lashon Hara.